from the Psalms this day and from John's Gospel with a slight adjustment to the John passage. Listen for the Word of God as it comes to us this day. Let's sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyful song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy before the Lord. For He comes to judge the earth, and He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. And then from John's Gospel, I've done a little pruning here. Instead of 1 to 14, 1 to 5, and then 9 to 16. Once again, hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of humankind. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world. The world was made through Him, and yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of humankind, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Many years ago, before written records were kept, I was in a seminary in Pittsburgh, and it occasioned that a friend of mine ended up moving into the area. And his apartment was like two blocks south of the seminary. This is so long ago that I had not yet married. I had more hair then. I had a lot of space and time then. And my friend Russ and I would get together fairly frequently. I met Russ because we were both counselors at Kirkwood Camp. Now we're going way back in history. At any rate, one night I happened to be staying very late at his apartment, and instead of walking home in the dark, kind of a rough neighborhood, I stayed at his apartment. Again, just a couple blocks south of the seminary. I just stayed the one night, and I slept on the sofa. And as we turned in and Russ left the room, the last thing he said to me was, if you have to get up at night, be sure to turn on the light before you do. Why? He said, just do it. Well, in the middle of the night, I did happen to have to wake, and as I swung my legs off the sofa, I reached and flicked the switch on the lamp, and as the lamp exploded in light, the cockroaches headed for the baseboards. You could hear them. You could hear the scratching of their feet on the floor. There was a bunch of them. I woke and I turned on the light, and the cockroaches ran for cover. Out of the light, back into darkness. You see, they were where they didn't belong, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And as long as it was dark, they had no problem with it. They could get away with almost anything. When the light turned on, they scrambled. When the true light comes into the world, Scripture says, evil and those who have worked it will have to run and hide. Because they know that what they are doing in the dark, what they can get away with in the dark, they can't get away with in the light. Because the light reveals what they're doing as being wrong. I call it the cockroach effect. Hiding where you have been or what you have been doing in the dark. Because when somebody turns the light on, it is revealed that what you are doing is wrong. And we learn this pretty early on in our lives, don't we? Walk up the steps to a bedroom, child's bedroom, even an older person's, and they're utterly involved in doing something that they shouldn't be doing. They don't hear you coming. Ryan, what are you doing? Startle. Nothing. The deer in the headlights look. Principle of a free press in this country, with all of its problems and difficulties, its job is to shine light into dark places. The founders of this country knew they didn't want to be in a country where there wasn't a press that owned a bright flashlight and was free to shine it where they would. In all the corners of our society, in our neighborhoods, on the streets in Kensington, in the streets of Washington, D.C., in the capitals of the nations around the world, a free press and its flashlight, its job is to make what's going on visible. The simple truth is that evil grows and thrives where there is darkness. Where you can hide, there is evil. Light drives back the darkness and reveals evil for what it is. That's what the coming of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, accomplished. It enabled us to see and know the difference between good and evil. in the penetrating light of Jesus' life, Jesus' words, one sees good and evil revealed for what they are. It's kind of interesting that today, and for years, I guess, we talk in this world about all the gray areas of life. And we talk about how difficult it is to know right from wrong. How difficult it is to make the moral choice or the Christian choice. I remember my daughter, when she was in youth group, wore a little bracelet. And there were four letters on the bracelet. WWJD. What would Jesus do? Not a bad motto for a senior high kid to have hanging around her wrist. What would Jesus do? Are the gray areas in our world so hard to figure out? Is it really that difficult to tell right from wrong? Is it really that difficult to know how we are to behave? Is it really that difficult for us? Yeah, there's some tough ones. But is it really that difficult for us to know what choices to make in our lives as Christians? Not as Americans, not as men, not as women, not as old or young, as Christians. Which for Christians is really the first call and the first standard, isn't it? Is it really that hard for us to choose a course of action in our lives? Certainly life is not simple. I'm not suggesting that. And certainly black and white is hard to find. But is it really so hard to know evil when it's there? Is it really that difficult to know how we are to choose the right path from the wrong one? Is it really that hard for us to know when we are acting properly? I would suggest a test for us, a practical way of measuring. When you wonder if it's right to do something, let me ask you to consider if you're willing to be seen doing it. Paul said it a different way. When you do whatever you do, do everything in the name of Jesus Christ. There are just some things that we're not going to do in the name of Jesus Christ. There are just some things we are not going to do if others are going to see us do it. If you're not willing to be seen doing it, that's a pretty good measure that maybe you shouldn't be doing it at all. When you wonder if it's right to say something, are you willing for everyone to hear you say it? That's the misery of the internet, isn't it? Nobody can see you do what you do there. But if you're not willing to have everyone hear you say it, if you're not willing to say it in Jesus' name, don't. It ain't that tough. Ask the question whether the cockroach effect is at work in your life. Always be suspicious of something if you need to do it away from others. If we have to hide it, asking the question why is a powerful question. Are you willing to stand in the light of Jesus Christ and say or do whatever it is, or choose whatever it is before you to say or do or choose? Can you see it, do it, in the light of Jesus Christ? If you use that just common practice, right and wrong, I would suggest to you, is not as difficult to figure out as we make it out to be. Just ask, can I do this in the light of Jesus Christ? Is this a witness of which he would be proud? Or do I need the darkness of the corners of the room to do this? Do I need to hide it, or I can do it openly? Jesus came into the world bringing the light of the holy into the darkness of this place. It started in a little point in Bethlehem, in a manger, and that light drew people to it. As he grew and as his ministry unfolded, he shed that light, even against the old law. You have heard it said, but I say to you, this light even tests the law of Moses. It is the ultimate standard. Can I do it in the light? Or as my daughter still says, what would Jesus do? And then do that, and your life will be different. And the Christ that you worship will be seen in your face. Pray with me. Lord God, we are told that this world is difficult to figure out, and there are some tricky places that we face, but help us to rely on the word of Jesus Christ. Help us to rely on the light that shines from his face. Help us to rely on his way, his teaching, his presence, to judge how we are to live this life, so that all that we say and do might be a glory to him. In his name we pray. Amen.